And now, from New York, the Alan Burke Show, and here's Alan.
Did I detect some hisses and boos in the crowd?
You better believe it, buddy.
I know I'm well...
Oh, that laughing high heat in the background. Yeah, what is it?
Alright, we have very interesting people on our show tonight. I didn't put up the applause sign yet. We have our first guest and host on our show. We also brought to you by... What are you interrupting? We brought to you by Soundcraft Tape. The only tape that really hits you in the stomach. Really does... What are you laughing at? It really makes you burp a couple of times. Now, here's our first guest from the slums of Clifton, Dr. Fisher. Come right in, Dr. Fisher. Don't be shy.
Good evening, Ooh. Mr. Burse.
Dr. Fisher, you
Excuse
are...
Excuse me, your name is Burke, isn't it?
Yeah. What'd you
I said Burse.
Well, make sure you put a B on that.
Okay, Burse. No, good evening, Mr. Burke.
That's good. I want to shake your hand, but you see it's all clay on it. Tell me, you are experienced in flying saucers.
Oh, yes. I was captured...
You were captured?
...by a crew of a flying saucer because of my superior intellect. And they used me for tests. Because they wanted to find out more information about the human race.
The human race?
They picked a poor specimen. Did they? Talking about flying saucers.
The audience is a little noisy tonight. We have the rejects from the Howdy Doody Peanut Gallery. Yes, they just came in. They just came in, you know, Howdy Doody
with
each other.
All right,
now, have you seen... Do you believe in flying saucers? Let's start the question. Do you believe in flying saucers?
Yes, I believe in flying saucers.
Did you see many of them? Hovering and all that stuff there?
Well, I've started to research in the rocketry field.
You have a license to research?
No.
How come you do it without a license?
Because I can do anything I want.
Okay,
Police.
That's the question.
Call the
cops. Okay, so now, you have seen flying saucers and you do believe in flying saucers. So, but you think these are propelled or driven by alien people like on Lost in Space, Guy Williams and June Lockhart?
Well, most of the flying saucers that I've seen have been the oval-shaped type with many multicolored lights around the sides, and they are propelled by a rocket propulsion combustion engine, which is very,
What's that word?
Powerful!
Powerful. Oh, that's a big word. Okay.
Excuse me,
Dr. Fisher, we have an announcement from the makers of Soundcraft, so take it away, whoever you are.
We'd like to advertise our Soundcraft tape. It's the magnetic recording tape that magnifies every magnetic recording. Thank you. Back to Alan.
Thank you, Soundcraft. They're the greatest people. I always buy their tapes. My gas pipe is leaky. The peanut gallery is the... Yes,
yeah, I got
By the way, the peanut gallery and other people in yours do get, when they leave the show, a big pen. Writes first time, and that's all. Doesn't write anymore. Was shot through solid oak, and the elm didn't like it too much. Okay, now back to our guest speaker here. Oh, before we get back, we have station identification here on the Alan Burke Show.
Boom, boom, boom.
Wonderful
world. NBC. The wonderful world of color.
We're in black and white.
I now will be brief. You
and now the news.
The monkeys 7:30 every night, every Monday night. I'm so
get rid of that boy.
Okay, and we're back to the Alan Burke Show here. Peanut Gallery's noise again, but like I said, you get a big pen, writes
will
first time, any other time. Okay, and here we are. Guest Peanut Gallery here, Dr. Fisher, expert on flying things and all that stuff. You were actually caught and captured by these punks, people?
I believe that I was captured by these people because of my superior intellect. Please pardon the expression. Will you get that guy in the audience out of here?
Excuse me,
doctor,
there's a man, a fat man, waving his hand, looks like it's going to be a stop sign. Mister, you come up to the audience, you're an audience, you can talk. Introduce yourself.
I'm Tony Redchilla.
You want to ask a couple questions?
You
want to ask a couple questions to Dr. Fisher here. I forgot his name. Ask the question.
I sincerely doubt that they took you for your superior intellect. As a matter of fact, you look quite dopey to me.
I agree, and Mr. Bird.
Shut your face, you peanut people.
I would like to know where they took you and what they did.
Well, you're no Charles Atlas yourself, buddy.
An awful lot, because you're pretty messed up.
Well, you're no Charles Atlas yourself, buddy. I was taken into this rocket ship. I was taken into this spaceship, and I was and they performed many tests on me. One test was a pregnancy test. I watched it on TV.
This show is not censored.
And he showed up positive, I believe.
No, they couldn't understand why I got a negative report, but many of the men came running around like this.
They can't see. This is radio.
This is radio.
This is Alan Burke radio show, also on TV, but not this part. Okay, thank you, Dr. Fisher, for appearing on our show. You do get 10 cents. You do get 10 cents and a big pen, right? First time, and that's about it. And now our next guest, after this commercial from Soundcraft, the makers of some kind of tape. I don't even know these people. Soundcraft, this commercial. Then back to our next guest.
Yeah, okay. Hi, folks. Now, we have Soundcraft recording tape. And here we have another Soundcraft recording product by the manufacturers of Soundcraft transcription rights for quality control.
I think they're going to fire that bomb.
Yes. Now, hey, yeah, wait a minute.
Agrees.
Now, I do agree. Soundcraft recording tape is brown.
And
most tapes are yellow. But Soundcraft has that nice, colorful, yellowish brown.
Is this a 60-minute commercial?
Second.
Well, it sounds like a 60-minute to me.
Thank you, Mr. Spurk. Now, just mind your own business.
Mrs. I don't have this beard off my house.
You know, Mrs. Burke is on the show tonight because,
he's in the penis, you don't get a nut.
Because today we had the mini skirts, and he don't trust his husband. Her husband.
Yeah. His husband, he's queer.
Okay. Now, you stop it. You finish that stupid.
And now back to Alan. Okay.
No.
Okay, back to Alan Burke, that's me. No, well, that's next commercial.
Muriel's why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime, honey?
I'm picking up spoons. Okay, our next guest from California. He's about 35 years old. Italian, came over from the other side, Portugal. Yes. And visited the village 50,000 times. Now he has an apartment in the village. I met him in the subways on 8th Avenue. Yes, we both shared the same seat on the subway. I'm talking about the one, the only, Mr. Neil Pizzacratus. Mr. Neil Pizzacratus, please step right up here. Come right into the microphone here. You are authority on mini skirts, fashion, and other clothes at the village, especially the village.
Yes.
Shut your mouth and the peanut gallery. Bunch of nuts in that.
Definitely. I've been studying the style of how dresses have been raising and lowering. Shut up! You better believe it, buddy.
During the village,
and
right?
I,
you're talking about the fans
in
the village. Let's get that straight. Right, Neil? Let's get that
right.
Straight.
Okay. You got that, Neil? Okay, Neil. And I think it's quite impressive that their skirts are going up and that the girls should show more of what they've got.
Yeah.
Question. Yes, a question.
Oh, question from the audience. Okay, come up to and introduce yourself and where you come from.
I have a question.
I have been on the show already.
You sound like Dragnet.
When they were talking about homosexuals. Now,
what is your name and where you come from? We don't want to know where you come from. What's your name? Make up a name or anything. I don't care. The black and white show, I don't care.
My name is Clay Cassius. My brother's sister-in-law.
We don't care about him.
Brother-in-law is Joe Bednarz, who, as you know, got attacked by a man on Brandon Court. Yeah. As I was saying, my question is.
Put it down.
This is a 60-minute show, not a half-hour show.
Do you wear a miniskirt?
Neil, what's your answer, Neil?
Definitely not, sir. I'm quite inclined to say that I think you do.
Those were very big words.
You say that girls should show what they got. How come boys can't?
Well, boys,
you kids go to bed now. The grumps can stay up.
The boys are disappointed.
You hear that? Homo magnificent?
Did you hear that?
Homo magnificent. Homo the great.
He didn't finish his statement.
Boys were born to wear pants.
Well, I see girls wear slacks. Wait a minute, Mr. Homo. Whatever your name is, Clay Clash. You didn't finish your statement yet.
That's right. I'm finished. All right, questioner, let's go.
What other questions you got, Mr. Homo?
Oh, yes.
Don't hold the microphone. If your name was Mike, would you like to have everybody hold on you?
Did you know I was a homosexual?
I had a funny feeling you came in here. Is that the boys?
Did you hear that? None of that sound from the audience. You know, you're kind of cute.
Okay, we have to have another commercial by sound. Oh, wait. Before this commercial, we have one word from the audience. Another kid from the audience. Don't yell it out. People can figure it. Excuse me. I got some gum in my throat. Wait a minute. Oh my God. Another questioner. These people make me crazy. I can pick up the craziest people. Then advertisement. I don't know. This first is question. What is your name? Where do you come from? I don't care where you come from.
Would you like
people
my
mix me up?
Would you like my full name? First, yeah. Middle, and last. Well, my first name is Mike. My middle name is Ro, and my last name is Phone.
Where do you come from?
Fucking late. That's what you get. I'll belt you down.
And what is your question to Mr. Neil Pizza Crater?
Well, Mike, you said before, Mr. Pizza Crater, Neil.
Yeah.
May I call you Neil?
Yeah, alright.
Okay. Now, Neil. You said before that
can
girls
I call
should
you Mike?
Show. No, call me phone, because I'm a phony. Now,
well,
you.
Want to show, Mr. Bird.
You said before that girls should show what they got.
Yes.
Now,
yes, definitely.
How much do you think should be exposed?
It depends on the girl, you
say
slob.
How about...
I would suggest...
Put
a granny gown.
A cement overcoat.
This, we don't really drop names, but now back to Dutch Masterson Cigars.
We like to sing this lovely melody.
Boom, 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 boom.
Step up! Dutch Masters, and smile, brother, smile.
You too, sister. And that was the commercial from Dutch Masters. I smoke them all the time. One puff and you're down the floor. This is Alan Burke signing off. Until next Saturday at 10 o'clock, take me away to the funny farm. And remember, the peanut gallery here, the Howdy Doody Dropouts, rejects, will get a big pen. They get a big pen, writes first time, and that's about it. And they get also a candy bar, Crunch Me Not. And this is next week, Alan Burke will have more interesting guests. So see you. Goodbye next week.